Hi, everyone. I know you've been hearing me talk about how much I enjoy BritBox. It's the streaming home of the best British TV, with exclusive mysteries, crime dramas, documentaries, and more. I especially enjoy mysteries like Agatha Christie's Poirot and Father Brown. I just enjoyed his story, The Thief, His Wife, and the Canoe. Great story. My daughter has always been a huge Cary Grant fan, and BritBox has a new original called Archie, which stars Jason Isaacs as Archie Leach, the man who became Cary Grant. This is the first time that his story has been told in collaboration with Grant's daughter Jennifer Grant and his ex-wife Diane Cannon. Story and cast all from BritBox, and it's top-notch entertainment, and only on BritBox. Sign up for BritBox today to stream Archie and other fan favorites from any device. I have a special limited-time offer for my U.S. and Canadian fans. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up for a monthly plan, but only if you go to BritBox.com and use my promo code 1001STORIES at checkout. That's 1001STORIES at checkout. Don't wait. Get 50% off your first month. Use promo code 1001STORIES at BritBox.com. You'll be glad you did.
With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to $2,300 off select kitchen packages from top brands like GE Profile. That means you can save on a new GE Profile smart quad door refrigerator that's full of convenient features like a dual dispense auto fill pitcher and an ice dispenser with up to 12.5 pounds capacity. Bring convenience to your kitchen with smart, innovative appliances from GE Profile. Right now, save up to $2,300 on select kitchen packages with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome, everyone, to Radio Days, your golden age radio sampler, where we bring you a wide variety of great radio shows for your enjoyment. Today's pick is The Bob Hope Show, one of the longest-running radio programs in the history of the golden age of American radio. Bob Hope knew how to deliver a joke and how to work with others who didn't. He would make himself the foil for his guests, and the audiences loved him for it. Hope's guests were always interesting, and the banter was always good. He volunteered to perform for the USO worldwide every holiday season, and tens of thousands of American troops were entertained by Hope from World War II through Vietnam. Our first episode today is short, and the last few minutes are a little rough, but it was done on August 12, 1944, in the heat of the Pacific War, and provides a good example of one of the Bob Hope Show's Pacific pit stops. During this 12-minute piece, Hope mentions that they're entertaining 2,000 wounded troops who were involved in the Saipan and Tinian campaigns. On board with Bob Hope this time were popular female vocalist Frances Langford and Hope's comic sidekick, Jerry Colonna. Our second episode, taped October 10th, 1949, is an episode of the Bob Hope radio show taped in New York City just a few days after the 1949 World Series, in which the Yankees beat the Brooklyn Dodgers in 5 games. Bob's guests included Doris Day, a well-known singer-actress of the time, and two of the players who contributed greatly to that series, Joe Page, who was a relief pitcher for the Yankees, and Jackie Robinson, who played second base for Casey Stengel's Dodgers. Joe and Jackie got to toss some barbs at Hope and participated in a song at the end of the show. And now, the Bob Hope Show, Somewhere in the Pacific.
This summer, plan vacation at home. Clear the track for victory by helping save vital rail space. Space needed for the movement of troops and the comfort of wounded men. WEIF, New York. The program usually scheduled over many of these stations, The Art of Living, will not be heard at this time in order that the National Broadcasting Company may bring you Bob Hope in a special program from a naval hospital in the South Pacific. The Art of Living will be heard at its regular time next week. We now take you to the South Pacific.
From somewhere in the South Pacific, we present the Bob Hope Show. Here on this Sunday morning, before nearly 2,000 wounded veterans of the Saipan, Tinian, and Guam campaigns, to the Fleet Hospital on the edge of a coconut grove, somewhere in the South Pacific, is Bob Hope and his USO troop. Ladies and gentlemen, these wounded men have been through many bitter campaigns. What they're going to face now is ridiculous. Here he is, Bob Hope. Good job. Thank you. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob Mosquito Network Hope.
thanking you boys from Guam City and Spain for making the Japs take it on the lab.
Yes, sir, isn't it wonderful what you can do on Spam, huh?
Well, here we are on this beautiful, romantic South Pacific island. Boy, aren't these islands pretty? Wait till I see that Dorothy L'Amour. What a lie. But I really hope you enjoy our show today. We have a nice show here with Francis Langford, Jerry Colonna, Tony Romano, Patty Thomas, and Barney Dean. I know you'll enjoy the girls. You remember girls? Yes, sir, they're doing very fine. In some of these islands we visited, these girls have been the first to land. Won't Eleanor be mad, huh? Of course, she would have made those islands, but she stopped to trade with the natives along the way. We've had a very fast flying trip up to now. Flew all the way down here from San Francisco. Didn't scare me a bit. I read a novel coming down. Going back, I'm going to read the second page. Everybody had a lot of fun on the plane. I know because I looked inside and saw them. And when we got about... When we got about halfway down, the pilot turned around to me and said, "Are you a little nervous?" I said, "Yeah, this is only my third time up." He said, "You beat me. This is my first." I said, "It's a little rough out there. Don't you think we ought to have parachutes?" He said, "Don't be silly. The ones with parachutes jumped an hour ago." And talk about weather over that Pacific. It was so rough, the automatic pilot bailed out. I've never seen it. Finally, the crew chief tapped me on the shoulder and said, "In case of an accident, the pilot is the last one to leave the plane." I said, "Why tell me that?" He says, "I don't want to make you nervous, but there he is down there." I finished another road picture with Crosby and L'Amour. We're going to work on the alleys next. That L'Amour. 10 weeks of L'Amour and I got money, too. So think what that cost me in vitamin pills alone. Just think. And, of course, you all know Crosby, Sinatra's father. He's doing very, very well. Sinatra's doing okay, too. He's just been elected the wax tenor boy. Pin him up or he'll fall down. But right now, I want you to meet a young fellow who's been in our orchestra the past 3 years now, different travels. A guy from Fresno, California, composer and a grand guitar player, Tony Romano. Let's get him.
This is the Army, Mr. Jones. No private rooms or telephone. You've had your breakfast in bed before. But you can't do that here anymore. This is a G.I. Jive, man alive. You wake up with the bugle blow and reveille over your bed when you arrive. Jack, that's the G.I. Jive. You'll be loud, a bag of digging at a G.I. Jive.
You having a good trip?
Oh, it's so exciting, and the boys have been so wonderful to me. You know that last island where we were?
I sure do.
One of the boys took me out on the target range.
Oh, he did, really?
Mm-hmm. Huh? He put his arm around and showed me how to hold a rifle.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. He put his arm around me again and showed me how to aim it.
Oh, he did again? Uh-huh. I see.
He kept his arm around me for a half an hour and showed me exactly how to fire it. Came along and put him in the guardhouse.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, we were going to try it again tomorrow with a rifle.
Yeah. Boy, they have all kinds of rackets down here, don't they? Well, you know, Francis, these boys have a rugged time down here, but I still wish I was one of these fellas. I want to tell you that. I mean...
You see, you have to forget all about fear.
That's for me.
You have to forget all about comfort.
That's for me.
And you have to forget all about women.
That's for them.
Well,
faces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees are wishing well. In everything that's bright and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I'll see you in the morning sun, and the night is new.
Just about closes out this little session from this little island down here in the South Pacific. I wish all of you could have been with us for these past 5 weeks. What a privilege. We are American boys, but all but with one thought in mind, to keep island hopping till they land on Tokyo, so they can make that most important hop in their lives, that big hop back to Uncle Sugar. Uncle Sugar, that's what the boys call the good old USA. You would, too. You have a rare appreciation of our state after you fought the insects, the mud, the sun, and the torrential rains that are everyday stuff down here. Sure, a lot of citizens in these states have it pretty tough with rationing of meat, shoes, gasoline, and other items. But we've been deprived of these things while at home. How would you like to be deprived of these things while crouched in a foxhole, ducking that lead with your initials on it? Where a bottle of Coke or a beer is a luxury and hot water and linen is a dim memory and your bathroom just ain't. I wish you could see the doctors and the nurses and ward boys working for days as though they were hours, patching up our heroes who have made the sacrifice of blood and limb. All showing a rare courage and a spirit that is typical of our American citizenry. We've seen kids smile for the last time and other boys spending long, monotonous, pain-filled hours fighting for their lives after fighting for yours. Ladies and gentlemen, it might surprise you to know that these boys who have made the sacrifice are also buying bonds. Think it over. Good night.
Coming to you from an island base somewhere in the South Pacific, the arrangement by the United States Navy over facilities of the Mosquito Network.
Hi, everyone. I know you've been hearing me talk about how much I enjoy BritBox. It's the streaming home of the best British TV, with exclusive mysteries, crime dramas, documentaries, and more. I especially enjoy mysteries like Agatha Christie's Poirot and Father Brown. I just enjoyed his story, The Thief, His Wife, and the Canoe. Great story. My daughter has always been a huge Cary Grant fan, and BritBox has a new original called Archie, which stars Jason Isaacs as Archie Leach, the man who became Cary Grant. This is the first time that his story has been told in collaboration with Grant's daughter Jennifer Grant and his ex-wife Diane Cannon. Story and cast all from BritBox, and it's top-notch entertainment, and only on BritBox. Sign up for BritBox today to stream Archie and other fan favorites from any device. I have a special limited-time offer for my U.S. and Canadian fans. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up for a monthly plan, but only if you go to BritBox.com and use my promo code 1001STORIES at checkout. That's 1001STORIES at checkout. Don't wait. Get 50% off your first month. Use promo code 1001STORIES at BritBox.com. You'll be glad you did.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy Nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
from New York City, Swan Soap, it's Bob Hope. Transcribed with Doris Day, Jack Kirkwood, Irene Ryan, yours truly, Hi Averback, and Les Brown and his band of renown. And here he is, the man who came to New York to win a bundle on the series and is now doing his own laundry, Bob Hope!
Thank you very much. Thank you. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob World Series Hope. Telling you whether you're young girls or old codgers, please help me by using Swan to launder your bloomers and shorts. I just lost mine in the Dodgers. Thank you. Well, here we are in New York. I flew in to see the World Series. We observed 1 minute silence over Cleveland. What a World Series. Two Russians got off the boat and saw the headline, Bums Tangle with Yanks. One turned to the other and said, Comrade, the hour is struck. I was really interested in the World Series. After all, I've been a Dodger all my life. You have to be to stay alive in this racket. And it was a Subway Series. Subway Series, that means you breathe in Manhattan and breathe out in Brooklyn. And what crowd's going to the game? A sardine got on the subway at 42nd Street. You had to get off at 49th. He said, I simply can't do it without oil. Yes, sir, it was so crowded I lost my seat. Luckily, it was an old suit. But I had a nice... But I had a nice seat for the games around the west side of the park. I don't know how far west I was, but the guy next to me was roping a steer. I thought my seat had been upholstered. Then I found out I was sitting between Kate Smith and Kate Smith. It was nice, but I couldn't see the foul lines. Yes, sir, I stopped off in Washington on the way in. Washington, that's a financial expression, meaning there will always be an England. And the, Thank you. And the Washington columnists tell me that gossip is becoming harder to get. Winchell sat at the keyhole for a week and then found out he was watching Drew Pearson's left eye. But I love New York. I went to Madison Square Garden the other night, saw the fights. Ingrid Bergman sat next to me. She was yelling for a decision. Then I know Ingrid's got a tough decision to make. After all, you can't have your pizza and eat it, too. And Jack Benny's in town for the series. He took me out for dinner last night to the Automat. We had tomato juice, a shrimp cocktail, and green salad, and then the string broke on his nickel. And there are a lot of celebrities here in town. I saw Ali Khan going to see South Pacific. He had a ticket. He was all alone. He had to use Rita as a down payment. Ezio Pinza is really terrific in South Pacific. Yes, sir, Pinza sings like Crosby before Saratan set in. And you know, I can just see what's going to happen when Hollywood makes its version of South Pacific. It'll open with Sidney Greenstreet singing Bally High. And for the finale, instead of Mary Martin doing, I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair, they'll have General MacArthur luxing his undies.
Friends, if your present brand of soap helps get you clean, you may assume you're getting your money's worth. But the first time you bathe with Swan soap, you'll find out you've been missing something. For this newer, better white floating soap has a wonderful new free sudsing action that turns a routine bath into a luxurious beauty treatment. In hard or soft water, Swan's marvelous free sudsing action foams up into a rich, creamy lather that caresses your skin, making short work of dirt, dust, and grime. And leaves your face, hands, and body feeling soft and smooth as velvet. It's that mild, pure Swan lather that makes Swan soap such a joy for baby's bath, too. so safe for your most delicate washables. Yes, and such a miracle for dishes. Those super-active Swan suds whip through dishes so fast, you're out of the kitchen almost before you start. See the difference for yourself. Switch today to Swan, the new, better white floating soap with that wonderful free sudsing action for face, hands, bath, and dishes. You'll be mighty glad you did.
My good friend Jack Norworth will never be forgotten for this next classic, now done by the Four Hits and a Miss, yours truly in our swan doll of song, Miss Doris Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team.
If they don't win, it's a shame.
For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root,
root, root for the home team.
If they don't win, it's a shame.
For it's one,
one,
two,
two,
three strikes, you're out
at the old ball game.
Root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back.
Let me root, root, root for the home team.
If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one,
one,
two, two, three strikes, you're out at the old
ball. Wanna be there
ball.
That ball game.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob promised Doris Day that when they got to New York, he'd take her to see the World Series. We now find them watching the Yankees and Dodgers battling it out in a crucial game.
Gee, Doris, aren't you excited seeing the series?
Oh, yeah, but somehow I thought it would be different.
Oh, I think it's swell.
Hey, buddy.
What?
Why can't you watch a game like the other people?
The other people?
Yeah. They're satisfied to stand out on the sidewalk and watch a television. You gotta get right in my window.
Why should the people outside complain? After all, the set has a 16-inch screen.
Yeah, but they gotta watch it through that one-inch hole in your head.
Now, Bob, after all, the man needs this window for displaying his electrical goods.
Yeah. I don't mind saving you $20 on baseball tickets, but between innings, do you have to wash out your socks and the Bendix? You've been eating hot dogs, too.
Hot dogs? How do you know?
I emptied the vacuum cleaner yesterday, and Hoover was wearing a weenie skin for a collar.
Well, no Republican is well-dressed nowadays. Look, mister. You're making me miss the game. Hey, look at that. I didn't know the Dodgers wore yellow uniforms.
They don't. You got mustard on the screen.
Look, buddy, don't think you're doing me such a favor. Come on, Doris. Let's get out of here.
Gee, Bob, do you mean it? Are you really going to buy tickets so we can actually go to the game?
Yeah.
Oh, but the tickets are so scarce. How can you get any?
Doris, I've got influence. Did you forget that I'm part owner of the Cleveland Indians? They can get me in.
How can they get you in the game? They can't even get back into Cleveland.
Oh, just because you're from Cincinnati, huh? Never mind, Doris. I'll get tickets. I heard of a ticket agent named Broadway Benny. I bet he'll take care of me. Let's go.
Bob, we're going to take a cab, even
That's
if
our
you...
answer to the Lux show. Isn't that great?
Now, Bob, we're going to take a cab, even if you are afraid to ride in them.
But, Doris, this New York traffic and these Manhattan cab drivers, it's dangerous.
Don't be such a coward. Bob, these cab drivers know what they're doing.
Taxi, mister?
Yeah, but wait a minute. Are you a careful driver?
Oh, yes. You'll be perfectly safe with me. Get right in.
Hey, now, wait a second. You're in the back seat with us.
Darn it, without my glasses, I can't tell the back from the front.
Well, we're going to do great with this guy. Come here, boy. How many fingers am I holding up? Count them. Well?
Now, don't rush me. First, I got to find your legs and work my way up.
Well, get up in the front, mister, and let's get going.
Okay.
Well, what'd you stop for, driver?
I have to get out and feel around for the white line.
Have a blood transfusion from an umpire?
Well, I've always been nearsighted. You see, for 3 years after I was born, my mother kept me in the dark.
She kept you in the dark?
Oh, she didn't mean to. She was nearsighted, too, and she used to get my diaper on the wrong end.
Get back in and let's get started.
All right.
Now where did he go?
Help! Let me out of here! That makes me so mad. I'll bet I shut myself in that glove compartment 4 times a day.
What's the matter now?
There's something on the front of the hood. What is it?
A bellboy. We're in the lobby of the Waldorf Astoria.
Without my glasses, I can't see a thing.
Bob, let's leave him here and find Honest Benny's ticket agency. Why is it when you do something, it always turns
out... Hello, Doris. Mr. Howard.
Well, Miss Ryan. Miss Ryan, and you're all dressed up.
Yes, I'll bet you're taking New York by storm.
Well, no, Doris, it didn't turn out that way. I guess I'm just unlucky. Other girls here seem to wind up with champagne and Victor Mature.
And you?
A short beer and Mighty Joe Young.
I'm looking for a ticket agent named Honest Broadway Benny.
Well, he's right here in the hotel. He got me into the game.
He did?
Yes, I played it smart, though. I saw a blonde walk in and smile at him, and he gave her a seat right in the grandstand.
Oh, really?
Yes. So right after that, I walked in and gave him a big smile, too.
Well, are you in the grandstand?
No, someplace called the bullpen. Bye now. I'll see you later. Bye.
Doris, let's talk to that ticket agent. Well, here's the office. It says Honest Broadway Benny. Tickets for anything. Oh, pardon me. Are you Honest Benny?
That's right, boy. Come right in.
Well, thank you.
Make yourself comfortable. Take off your hat and wallet. Well, what can I do for you, boy?
Now, wait a minute. What's the idea of calling me boy?
Oh, I don't know. I saw you wearing trousers, so I took a chance.
Look, are you the owner of this ticket agency?
Yep, that's right. That's me, Broadway Benny in the flesh.
Looks like you got a traffic jam around Times Square there.
You've got quite a crowd in Central Park yourself.
I don't like this whole thing. I smell a rat.
I know, that cat's getting lazier every day. Now, look, folks, I just been fooling around here. I got two tickets for you right on the first baseline. That'll be $20.
Oh, gee, thanks. Here you are. Come on, Dorothy.
Oh, gee, Bob, you kept your promise after all. Here we are on the way to the ball game. I'm so grateful to you.
Yeah, well, look, Doris, we're just going into the Holland Tunnel. Would you mind if I gave you a little kiss?
Well, gosh, no. Go ahead.
Gee, somehow I thought it would be different.
Without my glasses, I can't see a thing.
Seattle, Washington.
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Bangor, Maine.
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Roanoke, Virginia. And lots more.
Lots more what, hi?
Cities and towns all over the country have written in for the wonderful CARE Swan Group Kit.
Yes, and in many cases, CARE has received requests from a great many different groups in the same city.
Well, that's swell, Doris. It means that church, school, and charitable organizations, business, social, and fraternal groups, and clubs of all kinds are all working together to help those needy children overseas get the soap they want so badly.
Friends, has your organization obtained its soap campaign participation material yet? It's free for the asking. Just drop a note to CARE. Soap Campaign, Box 8, Cambridge, Massachusetts.
This complete Swan CARE group kit will really be a great help to your organization, friends, because it contains just about everything you can think of to help you collect Swan wrappers all over town. Prepared speeches, program material, important facts, and a special CARE certificate made out to your own organization, plus an individual CARE lapel pin for each of your members. Write for this group kit today to CARE Soap Campaign, Box 8, Cambridge, Massachusetts.
But remember, you don't have to be a member of a group to help those needy children overseas. As an individual, you can send your wrappers direct to CARE in Boston. For every two wrappers you send in, CARE will speed a regular-sized cake of Swan to some needy child overseas. Yes, a regular-sized cake of Swan. The same newer, better white floating soap with that wonderful free sudsing action. The same wonderful Swan you yourself use for face, hands, bath, and dishes.
So don't delay, folks. Write today for your CARE Swan Group Kit to CARE Soap Campaign, P.O. Box 8, Cambridge, Massachusetts. And keep on sending your Swan wrappers regularly to CARE Boston 1, Massachusetts. And don't forget to buy CARE food packages, too, and send them to needy families through CARE.
Remember that address, friends. For the special group kit, write to CARE Post Office Box 8, Cambridge, Massachusetts. And to speed cakes of free sudsing Swan soap overseas, send your Swan wrappers to CARE, Boston 1, Massachusetts. What All America is Talking About.
This week, All America is talking about one of the most exciting World Series in baseball history. Right now, I'd like to have you meet one of the great players whose sensational relief pitching made World Series history and qualifies him to be New York's favorite son. The fellow who rushes in with a Novocaine when the bases are loaded, Fireman Joe Page, ladies and gentlemen. That applause is for you, Joe, and I'll bet there are a lot of people sitting at their loudspeakers tonight applauding your great performances of the series.
You think there are people listening?
Oh, you're wondering too, huh? Look, don't throw any curves, Joe. The season's over. You know that, don't you? And I bet you're happy about it, too. Pitching in those games must be a terrific strain.
It is, Bob. There's a lot of tension, and you want to make every minute count. Did you ever feel that way?
Yeah, when I was making the pale face with Jane Russell. Well, what are your plans now, Joe?
Well, the first thing I want to do is rest up a bit. You know, I'm tired.
Yeah, I know what you mean. The series has taken so much out of me, too.
Out of you?
Sure. Don't forget, you were only out in the field. I was up in the bleachers with the Dodgers fans. Dodger fan, that's an atomic bomb with a Brooklyn accent. What fans over there? An argument came up at home plate. I was drinking a Coke and the guy next to me threw the bottle.
So?
Hmm?
So?
I was still holding on to it. So, he says. Where are you going on your vacation, Joe?
Oh, there's a little lake up in the High Sierras. I go up there hunting, put my decoys out, and just keep shooting away.
Yeah, well, how many ducks do you get?
Oh, there's no ducks around there, Bob. I just shoot at the decoys.
Well, why do you like to shoot at decoys?
Well, because from a distance, they look like the umpires.
Well, Joe, I'd like to pause here for a moment to introduce a fellow who is one of the outstanding athletes of our day, a boy who went from the gridiron to the baseball diamond, whose power batting contributed mightily in helping Brooklyn win the National League pennant. Ladies and gentlemen, the sensational second baseman of the Dodgers, Jackie Robinson, right here. It's a real thrill having you with us tonight.
Well, thank you very much, Bob.
Now, you're not nervous in front of all these people, are you? If you are, just steal a few bases, then we'll start talking.
No, I'm all right, Bob, but tonight's a sad night over there across the river.
Why, what do you mean?
Well, that tree that grows in Brooklyn is now a weeping willow.
And that's Jackie, I guess that $5,000 you got as a player's share will come in pretty handy, won't it?
$5,000? Is that what we got, Bob?
Jack, you mean you don't know how much you got? Well, how come?
Oh, Mrs. Robinson's been sitting on it since Sunday night.
Your wife grabs the money that fast, Jackie?
Bob, she grabs that money faster than I can say Jack Robinson, and that's my name.
But Jackie, I'm sure all of us would like to know. Tell us, how do you feel out there in the field in a close game with 70,000 pairs of eyes watching you?
Well, we get pretty nervous, Bob. You know, we're always afraid of dropping one.
Yeah, I feel the same way every Tuesday night. I have to be careful. They make them clean them up here, so they make them... Jackie, you've met Joe Page here.
Yeah, too many times in this series. How you doing, Joe?
Well, don't say it like that. There'll be other years, you know. Hiya, Joe. He sounds like Tito talking to Stalin.
You played a great series, Jackie. Yes, sir, you really made time around those bases. Tell me, how do you keep in such good shape?
Oh, I usually do about 10 miles of road work every day.
Well, personally, I start out with 3 hours of calisthenics every morning.
And then I go over to the gym and box 20 rounds.
Well, I prefer a couple hours of weightlifting with 300-pound weights.
Anyone for ping pong? But you know, it's a wonderful having you fellas with me tonight. The three of us, all great baseball players.
The three of us, Bob? Who'd you ever play with?
Who'd I play with? For 4 years, I was letterman on Vassar.
But, Bob, Vassar's a girls' school. How could you play on their baseball team?
I used to take my showers at home. I'll never forget the big game. Vassar versus Smith versus Wellesley.
How could three teams play in one game?
Oh, what a girl's know.
Well, come to think of it, Bob. You are built pretty well. You could be a ball player.
Oh, I thought you'd notice it sooner or later. Thank you.
Sure, Bob. You could stand on first base and your stomach could steal over to second.
Now, wait. Wait a minute.
And on the way over, you could trip the shortstop with your nose.
Now. Has Casey Stengel been writing your material, boy? Well, I'll tell you, fellas, I'll stick to my racket and you stick to yours. And believe me, your two clubs put on a display of great baseball and fine sportsmanship that was a tribute to the game.
Thanks, Bob, and we feel that whether you're in the game or not...
There's no business like baseball business, like no business we know. Whether you are short or tall and lanky, it doesn't really matter where you're from.
You've always got a chance to be a Yankee,
or you can wind up a bum.
Wait a minute, wait! Wait a minute, fellas, I'd like to know one thing. What is that you're doing there?
Well, Bob, we're singing.
You may be singing, but your tonsils are still on the bench.
Yes, sir, there's no people like baseball people.
But wait, that isn't all.
The day you start at training camp, you're in a whirl.
Can't drink or smoke, you can't kiss a girl.
I'd only wish a thing like that on Milton Berle.
Play ball, brother, play ball. There's no series like World Series, like no series we know.
I'm proud to say that I played for the Yankees.
I tried to bring the Brooklyn Dodgers fame.
I spent 4 years at Bellevue Subnormal. And then sold hot dogs at the game. With lots of mustard, everybody
hey,
knows that you're a hee hee hee.
Everybody.
Hey, yes, Jack.
Tell me, what was that?
That was singing. What's the matter? Don't you like my voice?
You sound like Kirsten Flagstead at Half's Mast.
I love that. That's better than the way it's written.
You threw me, boy. Where do we go now?
Oh, yes, at Half Mast.
Get in quick, fellas.
We said there's no series like the World Series.
But wait, that isn't all.
You make an error and the crowd thinks you're a dope.
You claim you're safe, but the ump says nope.
Be glad that they don't pay you off in bars of soap.
Play ball, brother, play ball. We don't mean checkers. Play ball, brother, play ball.
All thanks for the memory of our World Series games, of democracy acclaims, of Joe DiMaggio and Jackie Robb, of all great baseball names. We thank you so much. Who wrote this, Cole Hope? Ladies and gentlemen, October the 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th, we're going up Canada way. Going up to Toronto, Montreal, Guelph, Ontario, and Windsor, Canada. Going to be the 12th, 13th, 14th. Looking forward to that trip because a lot of friends up there. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank, just so a big bouquet of thanks, little old Manhattan, the town here with the king-size buildings and the king-size baseball teams. Believe me, there's no bigger thrill than coming to the big town for the World Series. And I'd like to say that New York may be big, but that baseball is bigger. Baseball is the number one game of the nation where every kid has a chance to grow up and be president or play center field for the Yankees or second base for the Dodgers. Yes, sir, baseball is American as America's first pennant, the one that Betsy Ross made. And a word about the community chest. You know, that chest is like baseball, too. It takes crippled youngsters with two strikes on them and sees that they draw a walk. And when you're in trouble, it sends in a pinch hitter. 365 days a year, it's in there pitching. So let's see that the community chest, like the Yankees and the Dodgers, have a big season.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Send your Swan wrappers to Care, Boston 1, Massachusetts. For every two wrappers sent in, a regular-sized cake of Swan soap will go overseas to some needy kid.
Are you that girl everyone's raving about?
She found her own rave number on the dial-a-wave chart. Now she's my number one rave. She's my sweet sweetheart.
Rave and only Rave Home Permanent brings you the easy-to-use dial-a-wave chart to end guesswork in home waving. A flick of your finger and there's your Rave number, your personal guide to the perfect wave for your kind of hair. So fast, yet so sure, Rave Home Permanent gives you exactly the amount of curl you want, long-lasting yet more natural from the very first day.
Brothers, makers of Swan, have brought you the Bob Hope Show, transcribed from New York City.
Coming up are America's favorites, Fibber McGee and Molly on NBC.
Thanks for joining us at Radio Days, your golden age radio sampler. Let us know which of our shows you like best, and we'll keep them coming. Just email us at 1001storiespodcast@gmail.com. And leave a review at iTunes for us. We appreciate it. This is your host and storyteller, John Hagedorn, and we'll be back soon.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too?
That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.